Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, director and curator of the Clark Historical Museum. The corner of what is now 3rd and E Streets in Eureka was originally homesteaded in the 1860s. In 1871, the locally famous Huff House was built on the site and later was known as the Bay Hotel. It was destroyed by a spectacular fire in the late 1880s. The Bay Hotel was a temporary home of the Newsom Brothers architects when they were supervising the construction of the William Carson Mansion and other homes in the area. The Bank of Eureka and Savings Bank of Humboldt County opened a two-story brick building on this site on July 1, 1890. The original board of directors included William Carson. In July of 1911, the brick building was demolished to make way for a new building, and the bank offices were moved across the street during construction. The 1912 Bank of Eureka building was designed by the San Francisco architect Albert Pieces. He was one of the first Americans to study at the School of Fine Arts in Paris. He was a major figure in the neoclassical movement and introduced that style to San Francisco, beginning with the Hibernia Bank in 1892. Pieces played a major role in San Francisco's reconstruction following the great earthquake of 1906, both as a designer of a number of the city's landmark buildings and as a member of the Committee of 50 in charge of the restoration of San Francisco after the earthquake. In 1954, Bank of Eureka merged with Crocker Anglo London Paris National, later Anglo Crocker, then Crocker Citizen. But in 1957, the bank moved out and the building sat vacant. Cecile Clark purchased the building in 1959. On June 8, 1960, the Clark Memorial Museum opened its doors. Cecile Clark dedicated the museum to her parents, Joseph and Annie Clark, Mendocino County pioneers. Nealis Hall is named after James Nealis, president of the Redwood Empire Association in the early 1970s. Through the efforts of Mr. Nealis, the generous donation of the land by Richard Mann, in cooperation with the Eureka City Council, Nealis Hall was dedicated on June 15, 1979, and houses the museum's extensive Native American collection, sitting on the site of the former Liberty Theater. Today, the Clark Historical Museum and Eureka Visitor Center share the space and offer tourists and locals advice on the best places to stay, eat, shop, and things to do, while grounding everyone in the rich history of this area. We're excited to announce that the roof was recently replaced and will now focus on other needed infrastructure projects like improving the wheelchair ramp to ensure accessibility for all and expanding our display space by shifting our archives upstairs and reopening the old vault for exhibits. Other needed improvements are, in fact, projects that will get the building back to its former glory by replacing the overhead fluorescent lighting with chandeliers and wall sconces and painting the inside of the building to highlight the terrific details. Now, 58 years later, we continue on Cecile's mission of preserving and presenting this region's history and culture, which wouldn't have been possible without the incredible support from the community. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.